The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning and welcome to it. You missed a lot already if you're just joining us now, including the big announcement.
K-Rock. Yeah, where you been?
33rd annual Almost Acoustic Christmas, Smashing Pumpkins, 311, Beck, Sublime, Royal Otis, Linda Lindas.
Klein even loses steam in the middle of the lineup.
Can't even get through without an asthma inhaler. It's so many bands. 10 bands, full lineup posted up at K-Rock.com on the socials, KROQ, and at Klein Alley Show. We are streaming live right now. You can watch the show. You can listen to the show. You can join the chat that is happening. You can watch us eat in between songs. You can watch Allie and I yell.
A lot of chat about the eating.
There was a lot of chat about the eating?
Yeah, they're like, oh, Allie's chomping again.
Chomping. Allie
Daily
loves chomping.
Chomp.
Loves chomping.
That string cheese time. Woo!
That's how she keeps her jaw ready to go for a sexy time with her wife. It's all about chomping here in the studio.
Got to keep it all lubed up.
That's what it's all. It's kegels for her mouth. That's what she calls it whenever she eats.
This is all not true.
This is all very true. You're on the goat line. Go ahead.
Good morning, y'all. You're waking up to the good morning K-Rock.
That's right.
World famous.
Thank you, sir. That is definitely a local. You know, ever since Pantyhose Greg yelled at us and told us to F off,
it really ignited people. By the way, Pantyhose Greg, one of the most active people on our YouTube live stream.
He did post.
Almost too active.
He did give us an official apology, if you want to hear it. Do you even care or no?
I do care. I care.
He told us to all basically go F ourselves, F off. He was done with the show. And then
I'm so sorry, Klein and Allie. I did go 2 days without smoking weed, and I was bored, but I got angry. I'm sorry. Thank you for featuring me. I walked in my room from the kitchen, and I hear you guys talking about me, and I'm like, that's so f***ing cool. Thank you, guys. I guess you forgave me because you played my new message. Anyways, I'm in my new digs. It's so clean. It's like 5 Chinese people living here. Kind of have a crush on the Asian guy in the back, but they don't speak English. But the one guy liked me in my pantyhose, and then there's a few women.
So I don't really know what his living situation is now, but according to that message, God, he has just moved into a place where it's him living with 5 Chinese people, and one of them is a man that he's interested in, I guess.
We have got to get a hidden cam in that place as soon as possible.
And I don't know if they even know he's living there or if he's even welcome there.
Anyways, washer and dryer, kitchen access. I didn't have either before.
Oh, my God.
He didn't have a kitchen before?
No, he just had a room and a mattress, I think.
It's just beautiful, really clean, and I love it. So I will be leaving you a message. I always call in the middle of the night anyway. All right, you guys, have a good day. Love you, really do.
Okay, thank you.
Do you think, he's the weirdest person?
Hey, Jacob Noel of Sublime. Keep listening to K-Rock and join us.
Playing the 33rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Sublime.
Yes, Allie, he is the weirdest person.
He's the guy calling the radio station in the middle of the night.
Right.
That's the weirdest guy in the apartment.
Yeah, I think the 5 Chinese people living there are like, what is this situation? Get rid of this guy. Sublime on K-Rock. Sublime will be there. They were just here. Studio still smells like Sublime. I think that's Eric mostly. Pork whiskey and donuts. That's what they're requesting in their dressing room at K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas. And tickets go on sale Friday, November 15th. But you could probably win some from us before then, I would hope. So travel is cool. But you know what's not cool is all of the annoyances that go with travel. And sometimes what's even better than going somewhere yourself is not going anywhere and hearing other people that had just the worst experiences traveling. Because then it makes you feel no FOMO and almost like, oh, I'm just so glad I'm on my couch. I'm in my bed. I didn't have to pack a bag. I didn't have to deal with a thousand angry people at the airport.
My sister always has lucky girl syndrome and always has incredible experiences when she travels.
Right.
But the only bad experience she ever had was in Colombia.
Mm.
And they like booked a hotel on this beautiful island, and then they went there and the hotel didn't exist. They had been scammed.
Oh.
Their person who was traveling with them almost got kidnapped. Like,
right.
It was just one thing after the next. They left early and tried to get the hell out of there.
Whenever we tell our funny Colombian stories, Vanessa gets very defensive and says, that's not how it is there. Now, for her, it's not how it is because she was born there, but she's attempting to go back to Colombia. And she needs to get a stamp on her passport or something.
Well, they won't let her in the country with an expired Colombian passport.
Right.
Because she was born there.
She can't leave.
Yeah, she can get in. She can't leave again.
No, so, I don't think she can get in.
Well,
she got in.
She's updating us on her trip right now. And she wanted. And by the way, everything's backwards about this trip. She thought she thinks she'll be back here by Monday.
Monday.
I don't think that's going to happen. And I don't think we're going to see her in 2024. I really don't. I mean, I'm confident in saying that. Here is how it's gone so far.
Phase one is completed. I made it to my first gate without an issue, even though...
Now, this is just LAX. So phase one is she's made it to her gate at LAX.
My American passport and my ticket do not match last names.
She realized yesterday she was leaving that she had the wrong name on her ticket and her passport. There was no matching names and wasn't sure if she would even get into LAX.
But I will say in Vanessa's... You know, to Vanessa's point, making it through LAX to your gate is worth bragging about.
It is. If you don't stop at one of the C's candy stands and start buying a bunch of lollipops, you're okay.
Or get stuck on a tram.
And I stumbled upon a listener that said, good luck in Colombia. And I didn't know it was a listener. I was like, how do you know? He's like, I was watching this morning. And I was like,
See, look at that, just randomly.
what a graphic, beautiful storytelling.
She knows how to tell a story. Ran into a listener, happened to be watching us on the live stream, and wished her good luck in Colombia.
Thank you. So that's cool. Anyways, now I get to wait for like about 2 hours. Anyways.
Gosh, she's so winded.
So winded.
She has those little legs. She has to walk really fast.
Well, she's packing a bunch of drugs on herself.
She is holding so much cocaine. We should point that out.
I land in Texas, maybe, if I remember. Bye.
What? Right, she doesn't know where she's landing?
So that's phase one. Phase two.
I land in Texas, maybe.
Here's phase two of her trip.
Okay, I landed in Houston, 15 minutes to my next flight. And guys, when I arrive, that's when I'm actually going to be scared because my expired passport. Anyways, wish me luck.
All right, so that was phase two. Now here's phase three.
Definitely the tiredness is setting in.
The exciting update. Here we go.
Guys, I made it to Colombia. I was super scared when I passed. The guy that I got was super nice. He didn't even care.
So she got into Colombia.
They're like, yeah, you got the drugs. Just come on in. I'm not going to check the passport.
Getting in, I don't think was the issue. She thought that was the issue. It's getting out is going to be the problem.
That my passport was expired. I was like, I have a thing today. Don't worry. He literally just sent my American. Now I'm here waiting for my aunt. And it's super gloomy. And I'm excited to eat. Okay, bye.
All right, so that's the update now. But she's made it to Colombia. So
now
she's currently
I'm jealous.
In Colombia. But
because she was explaining what a Colombian hot dog is, and that sounded amazing.
Yeah.
It was pineapple sauce and some pink sauce that I've never heard of, and cheese and quail eggs.
No one loves
and
the hot dog
chips.
More than her.
I love the hot dog.
She was going on about the hot dog to me for a while.
So we'll find out if there's an update on phase four of the trip. We will let you know what that is. It will probably involve organs.
The final phase.
The final phase. We'll be right back. We got more show to get to after this, including the one thing you could be doing before bed that will potentially save your relationship.
Whoa.
Woman claims she has the secret. We've all been doing things wrong for years, and we will give you that secret next. Will this save your relationship? Find out. It's K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. Another band that will be at Acoustic Christmas right there. AWOL Nation. And the complete lineup and all the information that you may have missed at krock.com, on the socials, KROQ, and of course Klein Alley Show as well. We'll see you the 14th at the Forum. But of course, you got to get your tickets on the 15th of November, which is a week from Friday, and get them before they're gone. Ticketmaster.com. So this woman claims, Alley, that her relationship was doomed, like a lot of relationships, where every night was spent just sitting on the couch, scrolling through your phones, not really talking to your boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife, And then eventually someone just falls asleep, and that's the end of the night, and then repeat the next day, repeat the next day.
Well, usually that begins with, I'm so exhausted, I'm too tired to do anything.
Right.
Let's just sit on the couch and watch something, and then you just kind of go down a rabbit hole until you fall asleep.
Sometimes you realize, I've been sitting next to this person for 4 hours, and I don't think we've said a word to each other, and then sometimes
and we've texted each other, oddly.
So, yeah, every once in a while you come across a funny meme, and you're, like, too lazy to even hold your phone, so you just send it. You don't even want to just hold the phone and show it. You're like, I'll just text it to you.
Yes.
And then you'll say, did you get my text? They go, no. You go, check it out. And
yes.
Then you'll hear them go,
did you get my meme? Isn't
so
it funny?
This woman claims that that is the beginning of the end for a lot of relationships, because then all of a sudden you feel very disconnected. You feel like, wow, we've been doing this for years now. We've never actually had a real conversation. She thinks she's got a solution to this, and here she is explaining it.
I wanted to share something that my husband and I started doing at the beginning of the year, and it's been so fun and such like a game changer for how our evenings go.
He hates it.
I think he hates it too. You can hear in her voice that he hates it.
We started doing this thing.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, no.
And this is getting a lot of attention now.
Leave her.
It's going. Also, notice he's nowhere around right now.
Yeah, he's not like, yeah, babe, it's the best.
She says we feel so much closer since we've done this, and I don't think he could be any further.
So before, we would just, after our daughter goes to bed, we would lounge on the couch, scroll on our phones until we were too tired and went to bed.
Sounds great.
Isn't that the best part of being in a relationship? I mean, isn't that what we're all striving for eventually? It's just someone to sit next to on the couch and scroll with. I remember, like, growing up, it was my parents, but it would be, like, newspapers. But, like, they would sit there, and they would sit across from each other.
Or,
and
like,
they
crossword puzzles or something.
They would both have their own newspaper, and they would not talk to each other. And hours would become days, would become months. And they seemed
perfectly content.
Yeah, not happy, but fine, like Jake likes to say.
Well, I mean, when you spend countless hours with a person, especially after 40, 50 years of marriage, what else are you supposed to do?
They run out of things to talk about.
But I feel like it was kind of peaceful back then.
Peaceful. You're like, look, I'm doing my thing, you're doing your thing.
But because it's a screen, it becomes...
People feel more snubbed somehow.
I don't know why.
Well,
and I think it's also about doom scrolling and some of the things that, you know, all
or
the
stuff... Or maybe you're, like, flirting or checking out, like, you know, Instagram chicks.
Yeah, I mean, there's endless possibilities with a phone. There aren't endless possibilities with a newspaper.
Yeah, it's a good point. So anyway, here's what she says is her big solution, and it's something you must do every night before bed if you want to change your relationship for the better.
So, we started doing something that we're calling our, like, three-hour night.
Oh, my God. So long. If that is not tantric sex, I don't know what could possibly be worthy of 3 hours. I thought this was a quick fix thing. 3 hours.
Well,
that's a lot of time.
Every
night? That's 15 hours a week.
I'm amazed that you have 3 hours of time. Period.
Well, she explains that.
What we do is after my daughter goes to bed, which is normally around like 7 p.m.
So this starts at 7 p.m.
Okay, already that has been a goal of ours that we have not hit.
Right. I'm looking closer to 9:30 on a good day right here.
Yeah, bed is supposed to be at 7.
In theory, sure. We all say that. And then it's like people...
But then you got to backtrack. So then when is dinner happening?
Well, daylight saving screwed this whole thing up, so who knows? Anyway, so here's her plan.
So she's definitely giving her kids sleeping pills, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of drugging the melatonin on that kid.
We take an hour, so the first hour is our like productive time.
Now, maybe we're wrong. Maybe we're being too cynical. Maybe people think this is actually a really good idea. So hour one of the three-hour plan is productive time.
So I start with, like, a quick cleanup of the kitchen or just, like, things that accumulated throughout the day.
Fun.
Well, that is what I do.
It's fun.
That's what we both do. Like, as soon as he goes to bed, it's like, okay, what needs to be... trash needs to be taken out. The toys need to be cleaned. That's just...
Constant chaos.
Yes.
Let's get rid of all the evidence that showed today even existed.
And then we try to do something that either got... put off, or my phone is falling.
Even her phone is trying to walk away from her during this explanation.
Divorce me, please.
The phone is going, I can't. 3 hours is going to go on for?
Cleaning the bathroom, or like organizing the pantry or hall closet, or...
This is not a man-approved plan. This is a plan that was designed by a woman for a woman's needs.
Dude, I do not, and even as a woman, I do not want to spend my first hour of freedom that day reorganizing my hall closet.
Yeah. Like, her whole schedule is off, because the first hour, when you finally get freedom, if you got kids, you got to deal with them all day, and you finally get that, they're asleep. You like that's when
you guys not enjoy being parents. I'm here like listening to you guys. You have to deal with your kids. Don't you get it, you know,
no,
excitement
of
being with your children?
I love being. No,
you're speaking of them like they're a burden.
No,
yes.
No.
They
I
are.
That's
look,
right.
I just love making sure.
You're hearing what I'm putting down on.
Okay, got it.
I love being with my kid, but it is a responsibility. And then when you feel like, okay, the kid's in bed, you have time to just kind of take a breath and have time for yourself. Everybody deserves time to themselves.
And the first thing you start doing is doing a deep clean of the stove. Forget that.
Yeah, that's
this lady's a moron.
Well, okay, good. I'm glad you agree with that.
This lady's a total moron.
So she said, but she claims this has changed her relationship. Now, meanwhile, I don't know where her husband is, but I bet he's at a strip club right now. But she's saying that hour one, immediately upon getting freedom, is you start the working together on household chores.
Something like super random, like sharpening our knives. I don't know. Anything that's...
I'm sure that's what he's doing.
Productive for the household.
Right.
Doing chores.
He's just in the corner just sharpening knives, just giving her the evil eye.
I'll just do this task
nice and sharp.
Again.
Don't mind me.
This is my productive time.
So that's the first hour. And then the second hour...
All right, that's hour one. Want to guess what hour two is, or you just want me to play it?
God, man.
Is it less or more phone?
I bet it's less phone. I bet it's put our phones away. I bet this is a phoneless hour.
I bet you she, at some point, she uses mindfulness.
Here's hour two.
Getting to our marriage. So during this time, we like put our phones down in a way like we're solely dedicated to each other and to our marriage. So that could be things like taking a shower together or having fun together, like playing a game together, or just like anything that's gonna get you guys talking and connecting, or like debriefing from the day, or just like talking about what you're doing, like
how sharp your knives are,
the plans for tomorrow, or like how work's going or whatever. So anything that's gonna connect and like strengthen and build your marriage.
When is the time where you watch a show together? Is that during that hour?
No, it's not during that hour, because now you go to hour three, and she's already explained what hour three is, and that part, well, I guess it could be part of hour three.
The last hour is an hour to yourself, so...
Then you go to do your own thing for an hour.
Wow, yeah. So that does sound nice. It just doesn't sound realistic.
But she claims that
it's so much time. People, at the end of the day, I mean, I don't know how you guys are. I maybe have a half hour.
That's how I feel.
I have 45 minutes before I have to go to bed.
Yeah.
At the end of every day.
I sleep for 5 hours.
This is a time where you can do whatever you want for yourself without judgment. That's the key.
So the idea is that in that hour, whatever you're doing, if you want to scroll, you scroll. You can't have your partner making you feel guilty. Like, I can't believe you're wasting an hour doing this. You want to go watch a show that they don't want to watch?
Or if the husband's on OnlyFans, he's like, you can't judge me. This is my me time.
It's my hour right here. All right.
He's a genius.
I'm sharpening this.
I'm in now.
If you just want to lay on the couch and scroll on your phone and watch TikToks or whatever, like watch YouTube videos, the other person like can't pass any judgment on that. So it could be something like that. You could do like whatever you want to do for yourself. For my alone time, I'm either like editing my videos or...
I can't
editing my videos. Sounds great.
Jesus Christ.
That's what being single is all the time.
I'm going to sharpen swords now. For that person.
It sounds nice. It just sounds rigid.
That's the 3-hour method if you want to save your relationship. Or you could just listen to that video and you could mock that woman together, and I'm sure that would bring you closer together as a couple. Did you hear the exciting news announced earlier today? This band right here, our buddy Billy Corgan, Smashing Pumpkins, will be at K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas. And this is how we'll wrap up today's show with...
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today... Hey, Rock, Klein Alley Show, some Smashing Pumpkins for you there. And at the Forum on the 14th of December, K-Rock's 33rd annual Almost Acoustic Christmas. What a lineup. All the details up on the socials by now. And there's just been so much positive reaction on the chat that's happening on the live stream. Also, just on the text line. And we look forward to getting together with you again. People changing plans and canceling company holiday parties, etc., so we can all be a part of the Acoustic Christmas this year on the 14th of December. Tickets go on sale a week from Friday at Ticketmaster.com. All right, what's up, Richard? You're on K-Rock. Final thoughts, and then we'll get out of here with some takeaways. What do we got?
All right, cool. So I wanted to say a few things. I think, you know, I've been in a relationship for 15 years. I think it's a great relationship. I think one of the things that helps a relationship stay sparked is having different work schedules. So if you're both off at the same time and you're constantly spending too much time together, it can be boring.
Yeah.
You know, so that's one thing that I would have to say about that.
Just try to alter your work schedule. So someone goes 9 to 5, the other person goes 5 to 9, and then you never see each other. Then it's exciting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I do new construction, so I'm out the door at like 5 in the morning.
Right.
And I'm back by 2. My girl, she starts at 8 and she's back at 6:30.
Ah, nice. Yeah.
I work 5 days a week. She works 6 days a week.
So you guys have a half an hour window every week where you're able to overlap, and that's when you make the magic happen?
Well, no, actually, like, I get home like 3 hours before, so I have plenty of time to play on my phone, you know, just kind of do my own guy stuff, you know, and then that's that. But one thing that we do together, I would say that helps, is like once a week, we'll like cook dinner together.
Mm.
The frustrating part is I used to work as a chef.
So you're good at it, and she's not.
Yeah, so she's terrible, and she picks out recipes that just I find disastrous.
Right. You sound like you're happy. All right. Thank you for calling.
I feel like we would unravel this marriage in 2 more minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it's starting to feel positive. Terrible and disastrous are good words.
We never see each other. Richard, thank you.
I would love to continue this conversation, but we have to wrap it up. Nicole Alvarez got to get in here. She's very excited to talk about Acoustic Christmas, I'm sure. She knows all these bands personally. I'm sure she'll tell you great stories. Let's wrap it up with takeaways from today's show and turn it over to Nicole Alvarez. What do we got,
818, my takeaway is Brad Williams only needs half a ticket to Almost Acoustic Christmas.
He's got his ticket stub reserved and ready. He's excited as anyone.
Let's see, 213, my takeaway is, did you hear about this porn?
Yeah, did you hear about that?
There's porn, guys.
Congratulations. North Korean Army just learned about porn.
Speaking of 310, my takeaway is Klein's idea of porn is just listing off Thanksgiving meal ingredients.
Man, if I could hear that list again, oh, that gets me in such a good mood.
818, my takeaway is Jake is fine.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
It's fine.
Relationship's fine.
God damn it.
626, my takeaway is that fire spreads.
Yeah, we learned that on the news.
And speaking of, 213, my takeaway is Allie has herpes and hemorrhoids.
And we learned both.
Not true.
Both those things from her unfiltered wife. Thank you for the interaction. Thanks for joining us. Some people checking out the video feed today for the first time. We'll be doing that again tomorrow. We'll just keep doing that until they finally pull the plug on that, until they sunset this project. So enjoy it while you can. Up on YouTube, get in the habit of listening to us on K-Rock, downloading the podcast, and also watching us on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, etc. Did we break our record number yesterday of 4 people watching on the Facebook?
Yeah, we're at 7.
Whoa!
Look at that! We've almost doubled!
That's exciting. What a big day. Thank you, Sublime, for stopping by. That was cool. Greatly appreciate Jacob Knowles, Eric, for stopping by from Sublime to talk about their big performance at Acoustic Christmas and a bunch of other things. They had to leave because they were off to Vegas for a show they got going on coming up, I think, later today or this weekend or something. Allie, what's your takeaway?
My takeaway is that donuts, whiskey, and pork are what makes Sublime Sublime.
Now we know. Great name for an album, too. Takeaway, Jake.
Yeah, ADD News is a sleep story.
Sure is. And Omar, you got a takeaway?
Yeah, be sure you check out Acid Farts at K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas. Yeah,
Acid Farts!
We left them off the flyer, but they will forgive us. Have a great day. We'll do it tomorrow. Try to do it better. And if you didn't check out that bonus pod we put up there yesterday, maybe it gives you some sort of clarity or at least allows you to let some of the air out of the balloon that's been building all week long. That's available wherever you get your podcast. Just search Klein Alley Show over time. All right, have a great day. Omar's going to take us out this time, but no stuttering, okay?
All right. They feel that, that, you know, they feel that,